Hello everyone, so here I am again for the next video on my request list. My request list is getting quite long, so I'm going to try and upload, well I am going to upload two of my request videos today, and this is the second of the two of my request videos for today, and this is a purpose video. So instead of focusing on the energy of how the life path works with the expression number or with the soul urge number, we're focusing with this video on the elements of your life purpose. And this is before we even consider any of the toolbox numbers. This is just clarifying exactly where your challenges are, where you may falter, and what those difficulties could be. Now, some of them are not going to be relevant to you because of your toolbox numbers. But this is just about telling you what the generic difficulties are for a life path 7 with a birthday number 5. I can make these videos more detailed, but they take more time and energy to do. So those are members only videos. So if you want a more detailed video or you want a one-to-one service, look on my membership and choose which one you'd like. The middle option gives you personalized videos, but the top option gives you personalized videos and everything included, plus a monthly one-to-one service with me. So I can really dig down into your personal chart. But this video is for Life Path 7 with birthday number 5s, and we've got to consider the sub lessons, but that's a more detailed video. But this video deals with the main, most important elements and difficulties and things to learn and achieve when you're a life path 7, your most important number, with a major sub lesson of a birthday number 5. Because remember, your life path 7 should be 90% your focus, with the major sub lesson in the 5 taken into account. So let's look at the varied purpose and difficulties of a life path 7 first, primarily, and then alongside the major sub lesson difficulties and things to achieve for the 5 birthday number. So your life path 7 is the most important number in your chart and should be focused on as the king of your jungle. So primarily, you're here as a life path 7 to develop total connection and faith with your spiritual self, your higher self, to trust your intuitive wisdom over worldly logic or anything anyone would say in the world. It's your intuition and your spiritual connection, and you trust yourself and your spirit world and faith over the world. But because you're here to have that spiritual connection and that intuition, you might tip the other way. You might not take advantage of your spiritual purpose at all. You might focus too much on the world and overthink things and research theories, which you're here to do, but focus too much on what the world thinks about it, and not really considering how you feel about it inside and whether it's something that you would like to intuitively make more of, because there's going to be bits of people's theories that you resonate with and bits that you don't, and it's up to the 7 to focus on their intuitive wisdom when it comes to looking at the theories of the world. You know, if bits of it feel they resonate, use them. If bits of a theory don't, then don't use them. The 7 is here to research the world, look at the world, but prioritize their spirituality and their voice within when making decisions or using information. Okay, you're here to trust that the universe exists in perfect balance of light and dark for our experience and our learning. There's no point in us just experiencing the light. We have to experience the dark as well. And sometimes the darkness can make 7s mistrust the world. They can be conspiracy theorists, really focusing on the fear that the control system is trying to hurt us or kill us in some way. It's a total mistrust of authority. Now, I must say, as a 7, I have those same feelings, but we got to keep those feelings in balance and go to our intuitive voice within. Is the world really against us, or is it actually the world has to be a mix of light and dark. It's a school of experience and learning. If we only experience the light, we're only learning half the story. So to really learn and understand the importance of love, you've got to see and experience the horrors of hate to help enhance your appreciation and knowledge of love. So whereas sevens can be disappointed with the world and feel that the world is against them and that it's negative or might be trying to hurt them in some way, and that's not just the world, that's people around them as well, they can struggle to trust others, they can struggle to trust themselves, they might even think they trust themselves, but they actually don't, they're not trusting in their own intuition, and they definitely mistrust the world and be quiet and aloof because they're not sure they trust the people around them. But as a seven, you're here to understand that the universe exists in perfect balance for us to experience both the light and the dark in order to learn and evolve and be more developed spirits. So it's not that the world is against us, it's offering us a mix of the light and the dark as our school curriculum, as part of our learning in this lifetime. And it's important that a seven gets to grips with that and doesn't just see the negative side, because humanity is beautiful as well. You know, we're light and we're also dark. Experience both, learn and move forward. That's what a seven is here to do. It's all about learning internally, moving forward and developing your own soul to be more experienced and more wisdom filled than it was before, because you are here to prioritize your inner development. It's not about external achievement, and it's less about the people around you even, but you've got to include the people around you. It's more about you and your inner spiritual development, self-discovery, looking at spiritual theory and filtering that information through your intuitive voice within, researching other people's worldly theories and deciding whether you feel that you resonate with that, whether you would want to take that idea forward, whether that's a development or a wisdom that really resonates with you. You'll love spiritual discovery, self-discovery subjects like numerology and astrology and anything that brings wisdom to your psyche and something for you to intuitively feel whether you believe or not. And to work alongside others, but of course you may disconnect from the outside world and not take any theory from the outside world at all and get too isolated in your spirituality, or you may tip the other way and refuse to understand yourself at all or look at the world at all, or you might be totally focused on the world. You've got to find that balance between looking at the world but also filtering that through your spirituality and your intuition. Don't disconnect from the world, live alongside it and make decisions and understand intuitively. So you're about prioritizing that inner development. But as a seven, you might struggle to focus enough on any one research subject long enough to attain progression, because sevens love to look at everything. They're so hungry for wisdom that they will look at too many subjects and fail to progress any one subject. So it's important for the seven during their inner development and self-discovery that they're finding something within their research and within their spiritual development, within their self-discovery, that they can really focus on and use to their inner advantage. Because when a seven develops themselves internally, there is a reaction that they respond to the world in a more balanced way. Even though sevens are all about developing themselves, that has a knock-on effect to the positive expression of a seven in this world. They'll feel less like the world is against them. They'll feel less like, you know, like isolating themselves from others, okay? You're here to learn to balance that logic of the world. So look at the world, balance it with your intuition, filter what you hear from others, what you study, what you research in the world through your intuitive wisdom and your spiritual development, and decide which of those you want to resonate with. And within that theory that you decide on, which theorists are you going to go with? What parts of their information intuitively feel right for you? That's what you're here to do in this lifetime. And then find your focus on one theory, topic or idea and bring it forward and focus long enough to develop it further so that you can help yourself and then as a consequence help others. But of course, sevens can be interested in too many subjects and they brush over loads because they're just so hungry for knowledge. They may subordinate their intuition and focus on overthinking and allowing the toddler brain in and fears about the world in. Or they can, less likely but possible, they can tip the other way and be too spiritual and not connect with the world at all and totally isolate themselves from the outside world, mistrust the world, mistrust people around them and isolate themselves. And that's what you want to try and avoid as a seven. But you're also a birthday number five. So that says indulge in varied experience to help you learn from each experience so that you can choose your passion and focus. So the seven loves to look at many, many subjects and they can struggle to focus, but so does the birthday number five. They're here to look for their focus and mastery as well. So there's double the difficulty here for you when it comes to finding your focus, finding your one subject, because you've got double the purpose to find one particular or one at a time subject or specialism or task that you focus on with passion. So finding that one spiritual subject that really gets you and then focusing on that spiritual subject in order to make it a specialism. Now that's going to be difficult for you to do because in the seven, you love to look at so many subjects, you're interested in everything. And in the five, you're easily bored and you want to look at everything as well. So it's like a double difficulty. So you're prone to brushing over what you read and experience without any learning and progression. So it's doubly important that you find your passion, find your seven focus so that you can make some good use of it. You're also here to be able to balance your love of variety, all those lovely subjects you love to read. Balance that variety and change. Don't stop looking at different things in the world. You don't want to focus yourself too much. You know, you've got your mastery that you're here to focus on, but that doesn't mean you can't keep the variety in your life and, you know, make time for learning new subjects within the spiritual realms and experiencing that variety and change and adventure. And then balance that with your passion, your focus, your mastery, and the family that lives alongside it. So you're here to find some balance. So you're here not only to find your passion, your focus, your spiritual thing, but also then to balance that with your continued need to look at the world with the eyes of a child, because it's not about changing who you are and stop you from wanting to study varied subjects. It's for you to find some focus and mastery within that and then balance that with your need to look at the world with the eyes of a child. You know, you're here to find your passion and focus on it with discipline, and the seven struggles to do that. So it's about that passion and focus on one subject and then progressing that subject towards such mastery, such specialism that it brings you personal freedom. You're also here to be balanced, to have balanced, healthy commitment and dependability to others. Now the seven isn't over keen on being dependable and responsible to others. They're about their own inner development. And then the five struggles to balance their commitment and dependability to others. So it's not a major part of your purpose because the seven is all about developing yourself, but there needs to be an element of balanced commitment and dependability to others, not only your mastery, but dependability and commitment to the people around you that surround your mastery. Because as a seven with a birthday five, you can be quite scattered, quite chaotic, sometimes forgetful and uncommitted. Or, you know, when you find your mastery and passion, you can tip towards the other way, actually, and be overcommitted, over-obsessed, and spend all your time alone studying your specialism. And it's going to relate to spirituality. So it's going to feed the seven's need to research and find new information. So when you find your mastery and passion, there is that sort of situation where you can swing from being looking at everything to be over-focused and obsessed with one spiritual subject. You've got to find that balance so that you're still looking at other subjects, so you're still having that healthy dependability to others, and you're not either over-obsessed with your passion or so chaotic and messy that you can't even find your passion. Now, you're also here to be fearless, because fives are fearless communicators. So they're here to not only find ideas in the seven is here to look beyond the veil, to look at information that the paradigm might not necessarily want to offer up. It's alternative news, and sevens, they watch the news and they smell a lie straight away. So they always look to the alternative. They look for truth in other ways, and they're not so likely to believe or even connect with this world, this paradigm around us. And they're here to be fearless with that search and fearless with their communication and their experience of the world, that they can communicate truths to others. But fives can be quite fearless and hold themselves back. The seven wants to just develop myself, so I'm just going to develop me. And then the five says, well, you'll be fearful of talking to other people about it anyway. So you end up, instead of experiencing the world and getting out there and looking at your variety and experiencing a bit more change and different things in your life, you might sit at home fantasizing about adventure, you know, and instead of acting fearlessly, you watch other people being fearless. And it's like a form of escapism. Watch films or read books, but never actually indulging in that adventure or doing anything yourself. And you need to be a bit more fearless. You know, you look beyond the veil as a seven. You bring truths and ideas that the government may not like, because, you know, the government wants us to know some things and not know others. So when we research things or intuit things that isn't in the government's interests, it's important for you as a birthday number five that you're still fearless in that communication and not let others or authority figures stop you from communicating your truth fearlessly, surging forward and bravely and communicating without fear, because the five can be fearful of sharing their truth. And you got to get past that, because you're here to bring truth. You're here to find truth internally. But then your birthday number five is saying, well, you've got to communicate that. You can't just keep it within you. You've got to communicate that truth with others. And you can do it verbally or online, or you can do it in written form. The birthday number five gives you an element in your communication, not just verbal, but also written. There may be an author within you telling people about the truths of this universe that the paradigm might hold back. Or you might speak or tell people on a stage about the truths of the world. But you're all about communicating that truth and being fearless with it. You're here to focus all that energy you have within you from the, you know, all that five energy, and use the wisdom of the seven, the subjects of the seven, to focus all that five energy and drive into your spiritual specialism. Because it's discipline and study on your mastery that's eventually going to bring you personal freedom. And that's your task focus. So let's look at the social side. Sevens aren't here to listen to popular culture or to think like other people. They look beyond the veil. The paradigm throws things at us, fashions and television shows and culture driving stuff on our televisions, radios, podcasts, whatever. But you're here to be a free thinker. You're here to be choosy on what you watch, to be totally not so interested in popular culture and what the paradigm throws at us, but to be more interested in the truth that is hidden beyond the veil. And of course, you're here to be that free thinker, to look beyond the veil, to look at truths that may be hidden from us. You could struggle to do that. You may struggle disconnected with the truths of the world. And you might just feel angry with the world and hold that anger within you and not look for the truth. Or you might look for the truth so much that it makes you angry with the world. But really what you're here to do is just go your own way. The world is the world. You know, being angry with it or feeling mistrustful of it isn't going to do you any good. You know, conspiracies, a lot of them might be true, but if you drown yourself in conspiracy theories and, you know, that the governments and people are out to hurt you, you're going to fill yourself full of fear. And you're a birthday number 5, so you're already prone to fear. So it's important that you don't immerse yourself too much in the conspiracy theories. And if you do, really use your intuition, because some conspiracy theories have a ring of truth about them and some are utterly potty and crackers. But I'm not going to go into the detail because it's up to you to decide what truths or mistruths you hear from the world and decide for yourself intuitively what is right, what is wrong, what is truthful, what is not truthful. Okay, so you need to be looking beyond the veil and not be disconnected with the world or the attitudes of people, or to, you know, or not focus on your spirituality at all or your other subjects at all, or shape shift to get yourself involved in what everyone else is interested in. You're not about that. You're about going your own way and doing your own studies that the paradigm might not like, and communicate it fearfully as well. You're here to be independent, self-reliant and interdependent. And you as a 7, you might want to do everything alone and you maybe prefer to work alone. But it's important that you don't isolate yourself from others. So make sure you're bringing people into your life and being more interdependent in your lifetime, because you are prone to isolating yourself. So be independent and self-reliant. That's great. But also be interdependent. And don't isolate yourself too much from others, because you've got deep, deep emotions and you can come across as to others as quite aloof and emotionally disconnected. And it's because you're not expressing yourself authentically. You don't know if you trust the people around you enough. So you hold your emotions in and you just watch and take in your environment. And that can come across to others as a bit aloof. And a bit disconnected from those around you. And you actually are a well of deep, deep emotions, and you're here to reconcile those deep emotions. Be more authentic and trusting, intuitively trusting with your emotional expression. And don't, you know, hold yourself back from pulling those close that you intuitively trust and connecting with others on a deeper level, so that you don't isolate yourself and you don't appear so disconnected and, you know, different to everyone around you. So you're here to also use your self-discovery and spiritual development to help you reconcile those emotions and connect with others intuitively. Because you've got to balance your tendency to be alone with your social time. Not only is that a requirement of your life path 7, but your birthday number 5 is a communicator and a people communicator. So it's even more important that you don't isolate yourself too much as a birthday number 5. As a 7, you shouldn't isolate yourself. But adding a birthday number 5 to that, it's saying, no, you need to be getting out there and communicating with people. So the priority is the 7. Balancing your alone and social time. So taking that alone time that you need is so important, but not so much that you isolate yourself beyond what is healthy. And then when you do see others, it's all about the 5. You're here to be a influential verbal and written communicator. So you'll be really talkative. You'll tell people around you stories about the truths you've learned. You're here to learn to be a bit more social and charismatic and communicate your truth to others more, to be interdependent and not swing from independence back to dependence again. So again, you've got double the issue with independence and dependence when you have this birthday life path number combination. So balanced interdependability is even more important for you, because you have double the need in your purpose. And of course, you're here to be fearless with your with what you express to others as a 7, because you're expressing truths that maybe the paradigm won't like you to express. And, you know, you might be fearful about that, but, you know, you're here to be strong in your intuition and know that what you're saying is intuitively truthful, and fearlessly communicate that to others verbally or in written form of as a book or in a social situation or when you're working interdependently with others. But of course, as a 5, And being a seven that likes to be on their own anyway and focuses being on their own and their inner development, with the five needing to have to communicate, you might struggle with your communication. You might feel a bit stunted in your communication, and you might get involved in too many dramas and outside dramas. You might feel negative, wired, uptight, almost argumentative, especially if you're struggling in the seven. You might be distrustful and wired and uptight, and it might cause you conflict with others because, first of all, I don't trust you, and second of all, I feel uptight. So it can cause you to isolate then or end up in some dramas. But you know, you're aware of them now, so you know to try and manage that. Your tendency in the seven to be too independent, and then your birthday number five, which says that sometimes you can be too dependent and then swing back to total independence again, you need to find that balance. You know, be careful with the risky decisions that you take. Make sure that you're not going to end up dependent, and make sure you're asking for help or with others so that you're manifesting balanced interdependence. You're giving and receiving in equal measure, and you're not being too independent and pushing others away, or so dependent that everyone's got to look after you because you've made a silly decision. So finding that balanced is key. And when you're making, it's not saying in the five not to take risks, you know, take intuitive risks. Don't take silly risks that could risk dependence on your part if it all goes wrong. And remember, you're here to share your truth from the seven fearlessly. Don't be stuck in fear and then use all that fear energy, all that anger from your truths that you found, and then end up in arguments and conflicts and situations that didn't need to happen. Okay, so that is your task and your social focus. If you're a life path seven, birthday number five. Now, these are the main, most important elements. I can go deeper because I've got to consider the sub lessons. You might be a 1-6-7. You might be a 2-5-7. You might be a 1-4-5 birthday. You might be a 2-3-5 birthday. So I can dig that little bit deeper, but these are the main points of your purpose. If you do nothing else with your sub lessons, this is the most important things to learn. Okay, and you can dig deeper into them sub lessons, and it can only help you to achieve your purpose even more. But these are the non-negotiable important elements that you're here to do in this lifetime. Now, if you would like another video requested, it's taken me a while to do them but I always put them on my list and I always get them done. I've just got so many other things I'm doing at the moment, so it might take me a while to get any requests out there, but I do give you priority if you're a member. So if you'd like to join my channel, just go to my front page and press join and choose the option you want. The middle section and above, the middle option and above, is the personal videos, and above is the one-to-one service as well. And that will get you an ongoing reading, sort of a reading that's more broken down but more ongoing. Or you might just want a one-off reading, you know, a 1-2 hour long deep reading, or a shorter 1 hour reading on your purpose and what's going to happen for you this year and what your talents are. Please email me for that reading, or go to my Soul Explorer page on Facebook. You can actually order directly from there, and I never tell people enough about that. And there's some good prices on there at the moment that are about to go up. So if you're thinking about doing a reading with me and you don't want the ongoing service, then go to my Soul Explorer page on Facebook and grab yourself a reading while the prices are how they are. If you want to communicate with me, ask me questions, or connect with me on social media, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Twitter. I teach numerology one-to-one. If you'd like to get the one-to-one service, I can coach you. I also have courses on Udemy and books on Amazon, all there to teach you how to read a chart, your own chart and other people's. But, you know, you might just want to request another video. So if you just want to request another video on my request list, it might take me a while, but I will get it done. Please send me an email or, you know, just leave me a comment on my video comments, and I will pick that up and I will put that on my list. Okay. But as ever, guys, I want you to trust the soul within you, because only your heart, your intuition knows what's best. See you soon.